The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops yesterday elected a new president, the Archbishop of Chicago, Cardinal Francis George. On the sidelines of the USCCB's ongoing meeting in Baltimore, Cardinal George spoke with us about the significance of his election, the challenges facing the Church, and the Church's duty to teach the moral bases of responsible citizenship.
To have received the trust of so many of my brother bishops was very moving and very humbling for me. And I think that the conference is united, and I hope to continue to keep it united in the mission that Christ gave his Church. The fallout from the sexual abuse crisis continues to disrupt Church life, even as it also strengthens it, in as much as we have to reach out to help victims and strengthen the protection of children. Those are good initiatives. But there's still a lot of acrimony, and that is situated also within the general acrimony in our society. You know, it's become very much more security conscious, and that has led to a lot of contention in ordinary living, besides the division in the country about the war in Iraq. So these are just disputatious moments, and the Church is naturally affected by all of that. The faithful citizenship document that we put out every 4 years before the general elections in the United States was passed just this morning. The document this time, I think, is extremely well done and got very broad support because it emphasizes formation of conscience. I think it's a very good document, and that's one of the things that I think is most important on our agenda. The other thing is the consequences of reorganizing the conference. I mentioned that we stepped back and said, what are our challenges in this new situation for the Church in the United States? And then we reorganized the conference itself so it would be more mission-driven. Among those challenges to the mission, our concern for strengthening marriage and family life is one that we're going to begin making public. We've already been working on it. That's very important to me, but I think to all of us. You know that the social teaching of the Church insists that it's the family that's the basic unit of society. We're born into families, and if there isn't a family that is a school of love, an individual isn't a very good member of society.